Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. How are you doing today? Hope that everybody's doing all right and that everything is going well for you. Today's show is going to be on words. Words are something that we all use on a regular basis, and sometimes we use definitely incorrectly. Words have the power to hurt, the power to save, the power to rescue, the power to do all different types of things. They have the power to move the masses and also to stop the masses. Words are an incredible thing, and for humans or mankind, they are definitely one of the gifts of life. And why do we say, or why do I say, the gift of life? Because with words, we produce magic. We're able to communicate with each other. We're able to share and convey messages. We're able to do a lot of amazing and wonderful things just with the use of something as simple as a word. So those words are some very powerful things. The problem with words is that sometimes people misuse them. And if you looked at the blog post there, you see that there's a lot of times that people have used words incorrectly. However, some of the greatest orators we've ever had, Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, Malcolm X, these are gentlemen that were able to move the masses with words. Again, words. They sing, they hurt, they teach, they help, they sanctify, and they are the things that actually separate us from the animals. in the way that we can communicate, in the way that we can convey our thoughts. Throughout human history, our greatest leaders and thinkers have used the power of words to transform, to transform our emotions, to enlist us in their causes, and to shape the course of destiny. Words can not only create emotion, they can create action. And from our actions flow the results of our lives. That was written by Anthony Robbins, who's also a great speaker. The greatest advantage of an attacker over a victim is the element of surprise. Well, I know a lot of times we talk about different things as far as the element of surprise, but I also would like you to realize that that attacker not only has to be physical, that attacker can also be mental, and sometimes words are used to attack us. It's our choice how we respond to those words or those actions. It's just like it's our choice to how we respond to a physical attack that may be put upon us. So sometimes people say things and they look for that surprise factor. They look for the psychological and physical superiority over an individual. Now, when you're talking about a fight or somebody's trying to rob you, of course, that's a physical threat. But also remember, too, that physical threat and that mental threat are both bad and both can hurt you, and that sometimes that mental threat is actually more powerful than physical threat. Why? Because the damage that is done by that mental threat is not easily seen. Those scars and bruises are not apparent to everybody by sight. So that mental attack or that emotional attack can go a lot deeper. On the blog, I put some names of some different people that have actually used their power and or the power of words to control the masses. Some of them have done great things and moved great people to do greater things, you know, again, like Dr. Martin Luther King. And then some have done things that are just so atrocious that most of us couldn't even fathom, you know, being around them or being around that time. Some of these people have even been the part of what we would call genocide, where they tried to actually eliminate a whole race of people through their words by moving people into action. So words, again, are a powerful thing, and they should not be used lightly. They should also not be used lightly when you go to chastise or write somebody up or penalize somebody. You should always have your words, and they should be factual. Also, you should also be man enough or woman enough to understand that when you've made a mistake, you've made a mistake, and then apologize duly for that. I personally have less respect for a person that can't admit they're wrong and can't apologize to an individual, and they believe that because of their status or because of their position that really means something. That really means nothing in the scheme of things. And for any of you supervisors, managers, executives, presidents, whatever it is that your job or title is, understand that through words you hold a lot of power. Through your position, you hold no power. That power that you hold through your position is strictly status. It holds nothing. You can't really move anybody. You're not really helping anybody. You're not really part of the solution if you're trying to use your position or your positional power to try to dictate to another person or your position. In actuality, you're probably the weakest person of the team in which you control or which you are over. But anyway, words are a very powerful tool, and they should be used, how you say, we should use them in abundance when we're looking at good things. We should use them sparingly when we're looking at bad things. When we're going to convey hurt, we need to think not twice, not three times, but maybe five times, maybe 10 times before those words slip through our mouths. And we also need to take stock of ourselves and understand that all of us are here by the grace of God. And by that means that all of us are here for a reason, and that reason should be for the greater good. And that greater good shouldn't be an individual thing. It should be an altruistic thing. It should be a thing that affects not just you, but those around you. The power of words. The power of words is also the power of choice. what comes out of your mouth is in your control. All right? And before you say it, you have to think it. So if you're already thinking things that are inappropriate or things that are unnecessary or things that are going to hurt somebody, you've already started to violate a whole lot of things. You've also violated the rules of nature. The rules of nature are not to hurt anybody. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is not about money, even though most people seem to think it is. The world is about giving. The world is about bonding and doing for others. The world is about every day growing a little smarter and a little bit more wiser as you learn to live in this world that we live in, as you learn to be a part of this great thing we call life, as you learn to interact with other human beings to complete a goal or complete a task. For those of you that think that the world is just about money and that the words that you use and the words that you misuse are not seen or not, you know, truly observed by anybody, understand that everybody is watching you. And one of the main people that's watching you, or one of the main powers that's watching you, is God. So nothing that you do in the dark will always stay in the dark. Eventually, that light will shine upon it. And when it's time to, let's say, pay the reckoning or pay the piper, I hope that you're ready for whatever is coming. So that's a choice that you made openly, and that's a choice that you made with your free mind. And with those actions, you may have to pay an eternity for something that you only did in a mere lifetime. So, for all of you that think that words are nothing, understand that the words you use affect more than you. They affect those around you. The words you use are heard by your children. They're heard by your peers. They're heard by all of those people around you. And those words are, in some cases, people would say, just words. But nothing is just words, especially if it's said with malice and forethought. So, to come back to what we were saying before, words are a powerful tool. They're a powerful tool that can be used for good, or they can be a powerful tool that can be used for bad. Which way will you use your words? How will you use the words that come out of your mouth and the thoughts that you think in your mind to help your fellow man, to help others to do better, to learn better, and to mature and to become the things that they were meant to be, to help people step up and beat the chains that may have held them down? Again, the world is about giving. If you're not giving, you're taking. And if you're taking, then the world wasn't really meant for you. Why? Because you're not giving back. And all of us should be concentrating on constantly trying to give back, constantly trying to guide others in the right direction as we also search for the right directions for ourselves. Blog Talk, as always, I thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. And today's little talk was on words and the power of words and their proper use. Their proper use should always be for good. They should never be for bad. Their proper use is they always should be used to the best of your ability and in ways that actually help to strengthen our fellow man or fellow woman, and help us to grow and experience things that many may not experience, and to be thankful for those that stepped up and did things so that we can have the opportunities that we have today and some. And with that, I'm going to say thank you. Today's show is a little shorter than originally planned, but sometimes things like that happen. But with that said, Blog Talk, thank you again for listening, and everybody have a great and wonderful day. Take care.